Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump is preparing to accept the Republican presidential nomination in what aides said will be an unusually reflective speech expected to begin shortly. The 78-year-old has basked all week after surviving Saturday's assassination attempt at a rally. Trump's acceptance speech offers him a chance to lay out his vision for a second White House term before a national television audience. U.S. Democratic Party members at the highest levels are making a critical push on Thursday for President Joe Biden to reconsider his election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The warnings are now coming from top allies like former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former President Obama, whom sources say has privately expressed his concerns to Democrats about his ex-vice president's run.
The future is pretty clear.
Democratic strategist Nathan says it's not a choice to
portray themselves as the party of unity. But here's the thing. If you claim to stand for unity, you need to do more than just use the word.
Harris was campaigning on Thursday ahead of Trump's speech in just a few minutes. This is VOA News. Rwandan voters have re-elected President Paul Kagame for a fourth term, the Electoral Commission said on Thursday, with more than 99% of the vote. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
It's not exactly a surprising result. Kagame won more than 93% of the vote, according to the commission, in the previous three elections. He helped lead the rebel movement that ended Rwanda's 1994 genocide and has since been praised for rebuilding the country of 14 million people after that most horrific of chapters. The U.S. State Department and others have lauded the development of the economy. But Kagame's government has also been accused by Western nations and rights activists of muzzling the media, assassinating opponents, and backing rebel groups in neighboring Congo. The government has denied all accusations against it.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Bangladeshi students set fire to the country's state broadcaster on Thursday as protests against civil service hiring rules escalated, with the death toll mounting to at least 39 and authorities imposing what one monitor called a near-total internet blackout. Police fired rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters who fought back and chased retreating officers to the headquarters of Bangladesh Television in the capital, Dhaka. Demonstrators set ablaze the broadcaster's reception building and dozens of vehicles parked outside. A day earlier, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina gave a national address on the network seeking to calm the escalating clashes. A top U.S. transportation safety official on Thursday said people underestimate marijuana's impact on drivers. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The accident that killed six high school girls in Oklahoma took place 2 years ago. And after an investigation, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board is urging parents to warn teenagers about the risk of driving after using pot. Chairwoman Jennifer Homedy made the appeal to parents as her agency released the final report on the March 22 collision between a tiny Chevy Spark hatchback and a gravel-hauling semi. The board determined that the crash was caused by the 16-year-old driver slowing for an intersection, then accelerating through a stop sign because she was likely impaired by recent marijuana use. I'm Shelley Antler.
Nigeria's President Bolo Tinubu agreed on Thursday to more than double the monthly minimum wage to 70,000 naira, or $43, as the country struggles with a severe cost of living crisis. Since coming to office a year ago, Tinubu has ended a costly fuel subsidy and complex currency control, leading to the tripling of petrol prices and a spike in living costs. I'm Joe Ramsey.